So if someone tells me that my tie doesn't match my shirt, how would I respond? Well, first, I could point out that I haven't worn a tie for 15 years. But imagine that I am wearing a tie. How would I respond? Well, one option, if I disagree, I could say, well, I think it does match, because my tie has a pattern on it, and my shirt is plain color, and... But if I know that they're right, then I could admit it, or I could resort to what's called an ad hominem, where I attack the person rather than respond to what the person is saying. So I could respond, well, who are you to say that? Who are you to say that my tie doesn't match my shirt? You know, you're wearing black shoes and a brown belt and on and on and... Where I make it about the person instead of what the person is saying. Now, pointing out where someone is off regarding fashion is one thing. But this conversation is raised to an entirely different level when the subject is my moral choices. And that's what stung so much in the first reading, where someone else is pointing out the things that I've done wrong. Rather than admit it or deny it, the response in the first reading is to attack the person who said it. And this Old Testament story is really a prefiguring of Jesus. You know, Jesus is the just one who points out the faults of others. Some will admit that he's right, and they change and are healed. Think about Zacchaeus, or think about the woman at the well. Some adamantly deny it. Surely it is not I, Lord, Judas said. And then there are some who just find Jesus obnoxious, to use the word from the Book of Wisdom. Who are you to tell us what we've done wrong? Their ad hominem response is to attack the person rather than what he's saying. And when someone points out our faults, we go down the same path. Do I admit it? Do I deny it? Or do I deflect it? Again, it's not the end of the world if my tie doesn't match my shirt. After all, this is coming from the guy who wore a tie with playing cards on it for his high school senior picture. But it's very different when it becomes about my moral choices. And it's hard to have someone else point out our faults. You know, there are all kinds of examples. I'm not sure you should be spending that much time on your phone. Well, I don't think that's really an appropriate shirt to be wearing. Well, that's not the best way to be raising your children. I'm worried that you're drinking more alcohol each week than you realize you are. We could think of examples all morning. But the only one that really matters is the one that you've never been able to forget because someone said it to you personally. Well, there are two things that I think are worth considering in these situations. First, it's true that the other person might be wrong. You know, their observation or their accusation might simply be incorrect. But am I open to the possibility that there might be some truth in what they're saying? I know it hurts to hear it, but now that I've heard it, can I at least consider how it could make me a better person? And secondly, I know that sometimes a person will tell you what you did wrong to make you feel bad or to put you down. Yep, that happens. But it also can happen that someone tells you your fault because they want to help you. And here we find the perfect example in Jesus. Number one, because he was never wrong, but more important, because he never told someone their faults except to help them to be better. You know, whether it's a spouse or a coworker, or mother-in-law or a teammate, even if they don't always choose the best words or the best timing to say it, sometimes, not always, but sometimes, they really do want to help you out. Well, fortunately, I don't have to worry about my tie matching my shirt. I don't have to worry about anything matching my shirt, actually. I've got plenty of other faults to worry about. And it's hard to have someone else point out our faults. But think back to how various people responded to Jesus. Those who admitted it, those who denied it, and those who deflected it. And my hope is that I can receive with grace what other people tell me, and then allow that grace to help me to grow.